Bridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in via IPRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in via Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and his wife Isla in 4IEI. FK04NNH, Fred in Pelzer. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. FKJ4HKC, John in Belton. KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. FKO4ACD, Mary in Greenville. KO4ILI, Mary in Greenville. KN4URF, Aaron in Marietta. W4DF, Don in Inman. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylor's. KC4W, Phil in Anderson. KM4RGX, that's Carol here in Greenville. KG4WNP, Landon in Dukesville, I think. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. And finally, my wife, KN4HTP, Wendy, somewhere here in the U.S., checking her in remotely. With that, all those, we welcome them from the early check-ins through the BRAR's website. And next, we'd like to the opportunity for New Hams Only to check in. New Hams Only, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Looks like there's no New Hams right now that are going to check in. And I did get the one Echolink station. That's KN4HTP, Wendy, and recognized her already. With that, we will begin with the normal RF check-ins, starting with Sunday, and that is Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Deepak, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MJB. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right up there. 73s.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor, that'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, Mark, Net Control, like to recognize KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont, KK4ONO, Lorena, Rick's wife, they're in Piedmont as well, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate Rick checking in and bringing along your wife and daughter as well. Next, we have KO4AOW, David Inman, Inman, and KO4BDM, Jim and Taylors. Appreciate y'all checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, Mark.
W2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4DJW, Dave, Darren Greer, who is the net manager. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Dave, and have a great evening. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Mark and everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie, in 4HHC, Warren and Taylors, negative, negative.
In and out, Kilo Oscar 4, Indio Sierra Golf, KO 4, ISG, Danny, in Gastonia, Gaston County, North Carolina, 73 is to your net.
The Blue Ridge 2 Internet, recognizing N4HHC, Warren and Taylors. Then I have KO4ISG. I think I've got Bain in Gastonia. Did I get your name correct?
Danny, Delta, Alpha, November, November, Yankee, QFL.
Thank you, Danny, for rechecking. I appreciate it. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks, Danny, for rechecking. That's KO4ISG there in Gastonia. And I recognize you formally there with the correct name. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
U2MJB. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Cantler, and we'll be negative negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. Have a great evening, and hopefully you'll stay warm up there since it's warming up now. That looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel, so we'll go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, that's KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you and all of the net, 73.
This is KE4IR, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative and 73 to the net.
W2MJB. Mark, great to hear you call the net. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
MJB. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KE4IR. I've got Steve in Inman. Steve, did I get your call sign correct?
Yes, you did. 73.
Thank you, Steve. You're a new check-in on my log, so I just wanted to verify and make sure that I got that correct. Next, we have our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, Aaron Greer, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. And next is James, KK4JFO, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you all checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Please check in KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney.
Net control, please check in. Kilo 4, Echo, Tango, November. George in Jonesboro, Tennessee, negative, negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dennis. And next, K4ETN, George in Jonesboro, Tennessee. Appreciate you checking in tonight, George. Your first time checking on my log. And I appreciate you coming in from Tennessee and checking in. First time getting somebody here from Tennessee, so appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening and enjoy the net. Any more check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Checking, Miss Wendy. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
MJB. Please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
2MJB. In and out, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. My OIM, Walt and Inman, one of our net controllers. And another one of our net controllers, WG4MC, Matt here in Greenville. And then Pat, K4OSH in Malden. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the Mike through Papa groups. We'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Hi, Mark. Please check in. Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo Mike, AA 4RM. My name's Robert. I'm in Easley, and I'm negative dated.
Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Greenbrook County. No traffic, no round table.
MJB. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no queue. Good evening to you and all the net.
MJB.
Delta 2, Romeo, Kilo, November, KD2, RKN, Jason and Williamston, no traffic, no comments, and thanks for calling the net. Good evening, everybody.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize AA4RM, Robert, our Monday night net controllers there in Easley. Robert, just I was going to stop and get you on Echolink, but you dropped out just about every time I was going to call for Echolink stations. So in answer to your question, I was planning on calling it for Wendy tomorrow night, unless you wish to step in and do that. Over.
It's A4RM. No, I mean, whatever. If you've got it, that's fine. I'll take it next week. I just wondered if she was going to be out of town. If you couldn't do it, I'd be glad to.
Yeah, Robert, I've got that, so I was planning on doing it, so we should be covered tomorrow.
Okay, cool, thank you. Hey, 4RM out.
Staff, I'd like to recognize KF4RBH, JD in Berea, and WN4S, Chris in Lyman, and lastly, KD4RKN, Jason in Williamston. Appreciate y'all coming along and checking in tonight with me. Makes a nice evening when we have a lot of check-ins. Any other check-in, Quebec through Tango, please call W2TROL.
MJB. In Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Toccoa, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative, and can I get a signal report on the rate back?
Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Toccoa, Georgia. Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Romeo. This is Jen in Traveler's Rest, and I'm negative and negative. This is Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Romeo. This is Jen in Traveler's Rest, and I'm negative and negative.
Yeah, this is W2MJB, net control. Yeah, I did get you, Jen. Somebody called recheck. Go ahead, recheck.
W2RKN, I just wanted to make sure you have my call correct and long. It's Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November. Back to you.
I do have your call correct, KD2RKN. Did I misspeak that?
Not Kilo Delta 4, but that's okay. It happens all the time.
Appreciate your patience, Jason. Let's go ahead and recognize KN4SMK Doug in Toccoa, Georgia, and KN4SPR Jen in Traveler's Rest. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jen. That's good to hear another lady's voice on the radio versus all these old guys and young guys who were general check-in. So keep coming back. It's nice to hear you on the radio. Any other check-ins? Let's try one more time. Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Zulu Echo Quebec, KM4 ZEQ. Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KM4ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Kyle. Hopefully you're not the only station on the Uniform Through Zulu group, but we will try again. Uniform Through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Uniform through Zulu. So we will open it up to the large group Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
In and out. November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo. That's Herb and Shelby.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Herb, N4BXB, there in Shelby. Thanks for checking in tonight, Herb. Appreciate it. Are they going to be having the Hamfest up there in Shelby this year?
Well, yes. They're still kind of up in there, but it looks like we are going to have it, yes.
I hope they do, because it was a miss last year not having it. So hopefully everybody will get their vaccination and be able to attend, because I missed that one this past year.
A few of them. I'm ready to go back to some. Okay, maybe we'll see you down here.
And tonight, Herb, appreciate it. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this point, we would normally break for RACCHU, but I don't recall anybody volunteering for RACCHU tonight, so I'll just follow up. If I've missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, KN4SMK.
4SMK, W2MJB, go ahead.
If I can get a signal report, I got a new radio and antenna set up, and I was just wanting to see how it was doing.
Doug, I did hear you, but I guess I'm getting old and it dropped out so in my memory. So right now you're coming through, as far as my radio goes, full bars. There's about seven of them, so you're coming through full quieting, so you sound great on your new radio.
Well, I appreciate the signal report there. Yeah, I got a new ICOM mobile base set up, and got a ground plane antenna, and just want to see how it was doing. I appreciate it, and 73 to you and everybody on the net. KN4SMK, we're clear.
More than welcome, Doug. Have a wonderful evening, and enjoy that new radio. Again, if I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
check in. K4 VKN. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. This is Alan. I am in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4VKN. Alan in Piedmont, appreciate you checking in tonight, Alan. Have a great evening. And next week, hopefully it'll be warm and nice for us next week. Any more comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The net control tonight, or tomorrow night, will be myself again, covering for my wife, who is doing a little traveling. And I'm sure that tomorrow night will be a great evening for calling, check, and checking in. The net report will be submitted electronically. Hang on for a minute, and you should hear it momentarily. 2MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you all for checking in and coming, spending a little time on the radio tonight. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to everyone.
This radio is still working.
KE4R listening, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I dug this out of storage. Put a power cord on it, an antenna, and a mic, and it looks like it's working. Yes, it works. I got another radio. Thank you.
Scratchy, it might just be the antenna you're using, but it's working.
Okay, that was low power. I bumped it up to mid. I don't know what low, medium, and high are. Is that, does mid help it in?
It's a lot better on mid, so a little bit. You don't have the scratchy stuff in the background, so probably that or high, so you have to check that out. I've been doing the same thing, pulling out radios. In fact, I finally got my system somewhat set up here for 2 meters here in, at the QTH. I put an antenna up in the attic.
It's up to high now. I'm on a 30-amp fuse, so it ought to be good. But that, cleaning out, I think this is one I picked up at a Charlotte Ham Fest, and it was in his stuff after he passed away, and I was just cleaning up. I came across this one today, so I wondered if it still worked. I put everything on it. Looks like it's still functional.
Looks like it's okay, so yeah, you have to, it's kind of nice when you have a find like that. I kind of ran into similar situations, and next phase of my ham operations, get my low band stuff up and running again.
Yeah, a gift. It just kind of popped up out of the blue. I forgot I even had it. So that's good. I'm glad you're finding them too. That's very good. So there's an upside to cleaning up. There's a downside to cleaning up, and that is you can't find anything anymore. But the upside is you find some things you didn't even know you had. Cool. Appreciate your help. I'm going to put this one on the pile as a backup right here. W4DJ.
That's always good to have. I'm not sure. I don't think I got your whole call, so you have to give it back to me again. Same here, Steve, and I'm in Inman, KE4IR.
Okay, Steve. The handle here is Dave, and my call is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW, and I'm in Greer, so we're not that far apart. Anyway, you sound good. Sound like you're sitting in the room with me.
Dave, I'm going to talk to you about the RC model flying.
Yeah, I believe so. That's my number one hobby. Ham radio quickly became my number two hobby when I was in my 40s.
Yeah, I think I talked to you once before, and I didn't click till I got your call again. Yeah, we'll have to do, one of these days we'll have to fly together somewhere. I don't have any gas planes, so all my stuff's electric, but I haven't flown in probably been a year and a half now.
Well, if you're not a member of any club, you can fly with me up at, you can fly, AMA, they told us at the Foothills Flyers meeting, the club meeting before last, that if you're flying, if you're AMA and you're flying into AMA sanctioned field, you can fly there 6 times before you have to join the club. AMA lets you do that. so I don't know if you've got your AMA up to date, but if so, then join me at Foothills or join me at Campobello. And when they get WCRC fixed, we can go down there. And there's just all kind of places to fly around here.
Yeah, I have a feeling the Campobello one's probably closer to my QTH, but I need to check that one out. You gave me some information on that one before, so I'll have to check that. But I have to get my airplanes worthy again, and I have to renew my AMA because I've let that drop, and which isn't always a good thing to have. So I think everything else is up to date. The planes I've been flying, I got my registration numbers on those, so. Should be good to go from that perspective.
Your old AMA number, which I remember mine because I've let mine drop for a while too. There when I was in my 30s and 40s, I got back into it when I was in my 50s, and now back into it again in my 60s. But I remembered my number. That's like I remember it probably better than I remember my Social Security number. But anyway, you can ask them for it. If nobody else has taken it, they'll give you your old number back. So. When you get that done, let me know. Let's go flying. I enjoy flying. And I don't think I have anything anything gas left. No, I do have one quarter scale cap 232, I think it is, up in the attic. But I haven't flown it in years. I don't even know if that engine would still start. Or if I have the tools or the fuel or whatever it takes to get it running again. I'm all electric now. I like electric a lot better. I don't like cleaning up castor oil and blow fuel. It's in grass and dirt at the end of a flying day. But it was great while it lasted. It served a purpose. Now that electric's here, yeah, electric's just too easy to go back to gas. Anyway, catch you later. Appreciate you helping me check out this old radio. W4DJW.
Good evening. We'll catch you on later in the week. 34DJW, this is KE4IR, now clear. K4HUG.
Oh, that's Ray. Okay, yeah, Ray, the net ended a few minutes ago. How are you, Ray? I haven't heard you in a long time.
I've been I won't say under the weather. I've had my problems, but they're getting straight that day. Everything's all right. Just had a lot of things going on and keeping me occupied more than anything else. Good to hear you.
Well, good to hear you too. Good to hear you already. You sound like your old self. You sound like you're healthy and you're Ray. Good to hear you on the radio. I had the volume turned. I was messing with the squelch and had the volume turned down when you first came in there, so they didn't quite hear you. But you sound rock solid now.
Kind of goes with the territory, I reckon. I turned 91 years old coming to myself at the July.
Well, congratulations on that, 91. That's a feat. There's not many of us make it that far, Ray. Job well done.
Well, all I can say is count your blessings, Dave, and I'm thankful for it. And I'm still in reasonably good health, so I guess another thing to be thankful for. I know a lot of people can't say that.
That's true, and you got all your mental faculties. I can tell just by talking to you. That's fantastic, Ray.
Well, you do your best you can, and hope the man upstairs stays with you. He's been walking with me for a long time, Dave.
He's been living right, because he's doing you right.
Been listening a little bit, hearing some of the new features you put on the repeater, and meant to get in and talk to you. I don't have anything to do with it now, but I'd like to talk about it every once in a while.
Explanations behind this, and we get this bug out of the way, and we can look forward to doing that. But I'm not going to be the one that comes over there and brings you any uninvited guests.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping this bug's going to die off here a little bit before too much longer. You can hope for the best, and maybe it'll happen. You never can tell. But it does seem to be fading out somewhat since they got the vaccines going. But I can't keep up with all the figures they put on. Some of the figures they put on television, Dave, it's just unreal. I can't keep up with them over.
I can't either, Ray. But I've got a cousin that lives down in the lower half of South Carolina, Florence, I think it is, and he does really good at that. He keeps up with that. He's in poor health, so he didn't get out much, but he keeps the tabs on it. He posts the stats. And last time I saw him posted, it was January the 2nd. We were at about 400,000 a day new cases. And then here a couple of weeks ago, or at the beginning of this month, it was down to like 34,000 a day new cases. So huge, huge drop, right? You don't even hear the news putting it on there anymore. It's dropped off so much you don't even hear them doing it. But that doesn't mean we don't need to eradicate it, right? It's like polio. It's not enough just to, you know, put it in the background. You've got to do the same thing you did with polio and eradicate the thing.
Oh, I remember that one. Somebody had to go out and get that little dose for the polio vaccine. That was back when Roosevelt, FDR, was the president, and ended up in World War II, and we just kept on going from there, and he had polio. You knew that, I reckon.
Yeah, I know that. But they started the precedence, and it was a good one, and we just need to fall right in their shoe steps and learn from what they learned from, because it worked for them. You won't hear much of polio anymore at all. It's like nothing anymore. I know it's still out there a little bit, but not like it could have been.
This virus business, I got a lot of questions about that, and I'm not going to get into it tonight, but the figures that they put out are unreal, and they, you see, put it out as if it's you get it as a automatic death sentence, and then you come up and find out there's a lot of the people getting it and recovering from it. So which way are you going to go, Lord?
You don't know. Yes, and I hear people on both sides of the fence. And I can put the shoes on either direction, and I can empathize with people from either way that they look at it. But there are a lot that did not make it through it. Right? And some of them that I know, some of them that my wife knows, some of them that sat right outside of the room from where my wife was, that they were cancer survivors. They survived cancer, but they didn't survive that. But in any case, it's too risky to me. My opinion is it's too much of a risk to take just to be put loose and fancy free with it, right? If I can avoid it until I can get a vaccine, you know, it improves my chances of me not being one of the many that it wiped out.
Well, keep on keeping on and hoping for the best. Everything's been working out all right for me, and I can't complain. In fact, all I can do is count my blessings all the way, Dave. I've had some things happen to me that should have took me out of this old world, but it didn't. So I'm still here. I'm going to hang around as long as I can just to be able to aggravate you and other people like you.
Well, there you go. That's good. That's what it takes to keep you around. Whatever it takes, Ray. I miss the campfires and the field days. Hopefully we're going to see you out at one of those sometime soon.
Okay. Well, I still got my fireplace out here in the backyard, and I built a little shelter out there, and I got another little shelter built over the coffee pot. So I got the fireplace and the coffee pot and the shelter to sit under and keep some coffee and cream and sugar and stuff out there. So anytime you want to stop by, feel free.
We'll do that. After I'm going to get my shot pretty soon. I don't know if you've had yours, but I'm going to get mine pretty soon then. A few weeks after that, when I know I can't be, well, I know it's minimal risk to you, we'll come over there and break open a keg of nails and solve some of the world's problems.
Dave, I'm supposed to be doing it. Anyhow, Dave, I won't hold you up. I know you must be getting tired, so I'll let you go. It's good to talk to you, and I couldn't resist breaking in and having a little chat over.
Well, I appreciate that, Ray. You helped me warm up this old radio that's been sitting in storage that I forgot I even had. Didn't even know I had it. And it's warm because I've been transmitting on high power. So you proved that it's going to work. It's a good radio. I got a good backup now. Anyway, Ray, take care. Stay safe. Good talking to you. K4SUG, W4DJW.
73 Dave, K4SUG.
Be in line to take the shot, then you're going to turn into a spider over.
Decided where they're going to take it or not. I have survived a lot of stuff over the years, and the only thing shots I've had is the ones that were required in school and flu shots.
But when Dave takes that shot over there and he becomes a spider and Spider-Man, we see spider webs everywhere. We know what happened.
Yeah, well, they talk about the herd immunity. If everybody else takes them and gets a bean, there won't be nobody to give it to me.
What's your intake here, Dave? KN4 UBG?
Done a whole lot of anything today except mope around the house. I got a little project going down here. Got a 22 kW Generac sitting down here at the end of the house. Get it fired up, wired up, and get ready to fire up and check it out. And in case we have another power phaser, you know, I've had several pretty good power phasers over the years. Got that thing sitting down there with all, it'll have automatic switching on it and everything. And I'll bet you when I get it going, and that won't be another power phaser over.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good system there, man. I've seen them advertised on TV a lot. I mean, in the last few years. I mean, I've seen a lot of them on there. I've seen that one with the solar panels on there. And, but if I was gonna do one, it'd have to be a generator.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. They keep talking about the green power systems and windmills and solar panels. They're good up to a point. Look at Texas. That was windmills, my friend. Just stop and look at Texas and think about it a little bit. If everything you had was dependent on that. The windmills and the solar panels are great, and they work good when they work, but they've got their weak points, and I've been in electronics for a lot of years, and technology is not there yet. They're not going to be satisfactory if you try to go that way all the way.
Yeah, if I was going to do one, it'd have to be a generator. It'd have to be something that I know that, you know, if power goes out, I'm going to walk out there and turn a key, or it's going to turn itself on. If it don't turn itself on, I can always go start it. You know, and that would have to be me. I mean, I can, you know, I can do gas or whatever, but, you know, I don't know if I could do batteries.
Well, I've had a generator of some sort around here most of the time, and it bailed me out when we had some bad power phasers. I got a 5KW Troy built down here in the shed now. I used it the last one we had. And we had an old military surplus job here for a while and used it. But this one is supposed to be state of the art. And for all I can tell, studying the prep, setup and the way it's built and everything, I believe it's going to work. It's got a 200 amp automatic transfer switch to switch from the line to the generator, and it looks like it's going to work out fine. I hope so anyway, and I'm looking forward to it. But I think this one will be the one that I will have for the rest of my need, and I hope it'll last that long. Anyhow, I got a little bit of a breathing problem and I'm getting winded, so I guess I better get off of here. And good to talk to you, over.
Roger. Good talking to you, too. Name's Kevin on this end. I'll be over here in Bounty, and I'm sitting here working on one of these 60-volt, 20-volt max batteries. It's a flex-volt lithium-ion, 6.0 amp hour. It's for the portable DeWalt tools, and trying to figure out why that I can't get these things started off with what you got. But I think the charger is going to have to be 2060 in order to get it to go. You know, it's going to have to be 20 volt, 60 volt. I think they're wired up a little bit different as far as the three plugs in the center or four plugs in the center to the battery. I think it's got something to do with that because I can't get them to jump off all my chargers. I'm going to call DeWalt tomorrow in Charlotte and find out.
You know, you find out what the problem is, I'd be interested in knowing, because I got some electric tools, too, and they do come in handy, but when the battery goes dead, they're about like an automobile with a dead battery. They're useless.
things are, a guy gave me, he gave me two of these big batteries, and he gave me four of the 18-boat egg-shaped batteries with the little snout on it that goes up in the bottom of the tools, the old ones. He gave me four of those out of six batteries. I had two 18-boats that worked perfect. And these ones I'm taking apart here and looking at the battery packs in them, it's just like the batteries that you order offline. It's like for the, goes into vape boxes and different things. Some of the flashlights carry them. It's a lithium ion that's rechargeable. But there's just a bunch of them in there. I just got to figure out why it's not charging off of my system, which mine is a straight 20-volt max system. And I think these right here have to be bigger. I think it has to be 20-volt max and 60-volt max. It's got to be the flex charger, I think.
I'm sure you'll get it all worked out, and I hope you get it worked out to your satisfaction.
I'll get them worked out there and get them figured out tomorrow. I'll call DeWalt tomorrow and figure out with them. I'll, you know, take the battery size off these things and call them and see what kind of charger it takes, and, you know, they'll be able to tell me, you know, how to figure it out. Might just have to order me a bigger charger. But I'll let you get going there. I know you signed out one time when I came in there. And I was hollering at Dave there, but he's, I think he done left. But y'all have a good one out that way, and I'll just be sitting back over here listening to the 610 repeater sitting here monitoring. BKN4UVG saying 73C. And I'll be clear.
Okay, good to hear from you, and we'll do it again someday. It's K4SUG, and I think I'm going to go to the coffee pot. Have a good one.